What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, by the sound of the music, you're going to know what we're getting into here. This is a rare moment, but this is also a big night for one Rico Beer. David, hit the music. Football's dead. What else do we got? The hot pile of magma known as college hoops. Rico Beard.
Mike, David, how about a little college hoops?
Oh, boy.
Blitz. Well, let's just start right here in the Big Ten. After tonight, there could be one team tied for first or two because you got Purdue going to Michigan, followed by MSU hosting Indiana. Purdue, Michigan, and Michigan State all sitting there in the Big Ten with two losses.
Is there a question in there? What am I supposed to answer here? Or is this just like factual?
No, this is factual, but at the end of the night, the question is, will there be one team?
Got it.
Or will there be two teams sitting at the top?
One. Michigan turns the ball over too much to beat really good teams. Look, what Dusty May has done is wonderful, and they're good. But if you're trying to beat elite teams, you can't turn it over 16 times and win.
No, you're right about that, and that Indiana game is what scared me. Indiana's not a good team.
I've heard that.
Yet that game came down to the last 5 minutes and it shouldn't have. That scared me. So I'm going to say no.
Michigan. How about Michigan breaking the balls of bettors back-to-back games? You were laying 5.5 last weekend. Uh-oh, as the time expires, you blow to cover. Mm-hmm. And the other night, same thing happened.
Three-quarter court.
Meaningless
shot.
Welcome to college hoops.
Can Michigan extract revenge over Purdue? The last time Michigan lost, Purdue blew them out of the water at Mackey. Games here. Can Michigan get their revenge tonight?
No.
I don't think so. I just don't think so. Sorry, Michigan just doesn't have enough.
They don't have the guard play. That's my biggest
problem. That's the problem. Yes.
Up the road later on tonight at 9 p.m. on Peacock.
Oh, great.
Let's go Indiana.
Both games.
Nothing says big game, big sport like
Peacock.
Michigan State hosting Indiana. If Michigan State wins this game, Tom Izzo becomes the all-time Big Ten winningest coach with 354 wins. Will we see a celebration tonight?
Jeez, I hope so. Indiana blows.
I will say this. Yes, but it feels, we talk about the script all the time for the NFL. Mm-hmm. This feels like a script.
It does.
Because he's going to beat the record against Indiana.
Well, and let's take it another step. His very first Big Ten win was against Indiana. So, speaking of Indiana, before we get to some SEC hoops, which is really exciting.
Yeah, the only good conference, you mean?
Yeah, because the ACC blows.
The ACC's terrible. By the way, State's an 11-point favorite tonight.
Yeah.
You lose tonight. Good God, shut it down.
Well, believe it or not, they were, an 8.5-point favorite against Oregon. It took
the first half, because I started watching the game late first half. I go, wow, they're getting drilled. Poor Rico. Then in the second half, it's like the New York Knicks came out.
No, you know
a
what
bomb
it was?
On Oregon.
Mike, you know what it was? What do you always say? If you can hit threes, you can win. You know how many threes they had in the first half?
Zero.
They had 10.
Oh, Oregon, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you can't make them, you're going to lose.
And you know how many they had in the second half? They finished with 10.
Oh, dear.
They didn't hit another one after the buzzer at the first half. We all know Mike Woodson, Indiana's coach, has said he's stepping down at the end of the year. Where should Indiana look? Should they do the whole, we're going to go and, you know, keep the band together? Or should Indiana just go outside and find somebody who can fix this thing? And on the second part, is Indiana even still that blue blood program?
No. No, I've said this to you off the air. I may as well say it on the air. It's the most overrated job in America. I don't care what happened 30 years ago. These kids weren't alive. Everybody can pay players, so you're definitely not sweet. Indiana needs to hire the best basketball coach they can. And look, they spent. They got Balo, a kid from Arizona. But it's not this, we need a Hoosier man or somebody who Bobby Knight once punched in the face. No. Who's the best coach you can hire? But I don't even think it's that good of a job. And I'm not trying to be slanderous. No, in today's landscape, St. John's is a better job. Why? Money. Rick Pitino's got St. John's cooking. Yeah. So Indiana's got to make a decision. I don't know. I've just seen so many guys go there who were supposed to be good, and they all die.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like Georgetown basketball.
Yes,
1,000%. Used to be this name.
Yep.
Not anymore.
I view it the same way as UCLA. John Wooden's dead, y'all. I don't care.
Last time I heard,
your facilities are trash.
See, Mike, the answer to your question, or to that question saying that they're not a blue blood, is the reason why they should get someone from their program, because they think they're a blue blood. So they getting someone from their past.
All right, great.
Will then
they're gonna
come special.
After your coach. Is that well, what you want?
No, that's not what I want.
I was about to say, David, see, I wasn't even trying to go down that road.
Not what
you.
I want. But they feel special, so they want to feel special. The only way to do that is get someone that knows their program.
Michigan feels the heat. That's why I think they're trying to rework Dusty's contract, because
that's a mistake.
At the end of this season,
let him go.
It's only a $4 million buyout, which to Indiana, that ain't that much.
These deals are such a joke. The idea that Dusty May's been here 9 months and he could sign a new deal.
It's Monopoly money. It's fake.
It's crazy. Just like we asked the players to have to stay at a certain place for more than a year, so should the coaches. Act like an adult. All right? You moved your family.
Well, it's funny, Mike, because you talk about college hoops and money. Tell me what these teams have in common. Indiana, Syracuse, Rutgers, Arkansas, Georgetown, North Carolina.
What do they all have in common?
Mm-hmm.
They all suck?
You know what? I'm going to give you that.
Won championships?
As of right now, none would be in the NCAA tournament.
No, and first of all, you want to talk about a school that needs a coach? North Carolina has got to launch Hubert Davis out of a cannon. Here's the stat. I got a good power stat for you. Last 3 years, do you know what UNC under Hubert Davis is against, what is it, tier one, group one, what do they call it, opponents?
Quad one.
They have played 22 games against quad one opponents. Do you know what their record is?
Well, I know they beat Duke a bunch of times 1 year. Let's go 10 and 12.
I'll go 8 wins.
2 and 20.
I was trying to be nice. 2 has got to be the Duke, right?
Are you kidding me?
All I can tell you is the opponents have.
So sending Coach K home packing is the only. Wow.
Yep.
That's a great stat by you.
I try.
Okay. Mike, one of the hottest teams and the longest winning streaks in college hoops right now, it's not Duke. They lost theirs. St. John's, I was about to call them the Red Men, the Red Storm. Tells you how long I've been following St. John. Rick Pitino. Is Rick Pitino the long-term solution for St. John's, or will he end up going to another school
who will
pay him more money, like in Indiana?
He ain't going nowhere. He took the St. John's gig. He was happy at Iona because he gets to golf at Bethpage. He wants to be where he is. He's well taken care of, and let's face it, you can keep a plant eligible at St. John's. They got the money. They got the boosters engaged. huge horse owner, Mike Rapoli, is a big part of St. John's NIL Collective. They got the goods. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do, and they're cooking.
So now Madison's,
they don't have to worry about nothing. Plus, he's 100. He wants to be near the track. He wants to be near the golf. And, hey, I need $4 million for a player. I don't even know his name. Done. He rules the roost. Got Just you. Keep him away from the Italian bistros.
Well, Indiana's not that far from Louisville.
That after hours, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you're right.
Indiana's not that far from Louisville. He can get to the track.
It's not happening.
Just fucking.
Guys, this weekend, number one is going to face number two. Used to be a great football game.
The Iron Bowl.
Alabama.
Wild.
Auburn. Going to be facing each other. Auburn is number one. Alabama is number two.
NBA basketball.
And then tonight, you have Tennessee, Kentucky hosting Tennessee.
Woo!
I guess the question is this. With the SEC sitting there with five teams in the current top 10, mm-hmm. really the top eight.
Yes.
How did the SEC get this good and just pass everybody by? Because remember, they only cared about football, mm-hmm. and now they've taken over hoops.
Money. That's all. It just means more. It's money. And let's face it, just because, in football, Ohio State won a title. Hold on. Basketball, I got five people on the field. I don't have a 100-man roster. I don't have a two deep. I can spend whatever I want and bring in the best players, and you know it. Way easier to do it in hoops. Like tonight, or Saturday, you'll watch Auburn and Bama. Up to half the shots will be three-pointers. Both teams want to play the same way. They play fast. SEC is elite, man.
Now, I know neither one of you went. If you're an SEC person, Kenny, do you care more about basketball or football? Which do you think the SEC cares more about? Because right now,
football. They're
a lot more better in basketball.
Football by a mile.
Yeah,
football by a country mile.
And basketball is nothing but a cocktail napkin. Come on, man.
They're really good at it.
I know they are, but they don't care. The Hayseeds need the field. They need the football.
They'll be watching the spring game over any NCAA game of their team in March, April.
Nate Oates Blazers for the win.
Once again, Duke lost the game. Cooper Flagg had the ball at the end of the game. He slips.
He fell.
He falls. Should Cooper Flagg, is this going to hurt his stock in the NBA that he can't finish games against Kentucky, against Kansas, and now at Clemson?
He's a kid. No.
Just buy some better shoes. You'll be fine.
It reminded me when Zion's shoes kept blowing up.
Yeah. He'll get another shoe deal somewhere, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, but now we realize he was putting the, centrifugal force of a truck on those things.
That's true, too. Finally,
Jesus.
Were you happy to see Dick Vitale back? He was doing the commentary.
No.
I am happy that he's healthy.
That's not what he asked.
Hold on.
Need to be
hold
PC.
Hold on. I am happy that he's healthy, happy that he's returned. I didn't care.
Thank you.
Return to that game on
Retire.
Saturday.
Spend what time you got left with your family, Dick.
Thank you.
Jesus.
You've gone through the health issue. Why come back?
You've had cancer four times. How much do you hate your family? You're at Duke Clemson. Go home. Enjoy your life. You're done.
Maybe he just needs to get out the house.
So he's stony. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Happy he's healthy. I don't ever need to see him call a game again. He's been terrible for 15 years.
All right. That's our College Hoops Blitz 97-1.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa K.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, they're a scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk or worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Okay, so on a serious note, Rico has something he wants to... I said sell you this pen. I mean, in a post-football apocalypse, I mean, you know it's bad if I'm trying to watch Severance, but... This is a big night for local college basketball. And look, candidly, if I say it about the NBA, I got to say it about college hoops. I don't know that it draws. Like, look, case in point with the Pistons tonight, before Rico sells you the pen. The Pistons largely play a collection of teams that don't try. Chicago Bulls traded their best player. Oh, big back-to-back against Chicago. Yeah, it ain't Michael and Scotty coming to town. So it's hard to ask people on their Tuesday night, hey, lock in. Pistons should drill the Bulls tonight because the Bulls aren't trying. Now, college is different. Teams try. Mm-hmm. The problem is you don't know any of the players. So, look, sell the people.
Here's the thing. Guys, tonight, if you want to give college basketball a try, this is the night to do it. Why? There are four games that you're going to see some of the best teams in college hoops. Some in the Big Ten, some in the SEC. Now, starting at 7 o'clock, you're going to see Michigan hosting Purdue. What's on the line? First place in the Big Ten. You got both teams sitting there with just two losses. Michigan is 18-5 overall. Purdue is 19-5 overall. Michigan's last loss was to Purdue. Now they get the return trip here tonight. That game, 7 o'clock. And here's some numbers for you, Mike. If you're thinking Big Ten basketball is slow and methodical, nah. Purdue averages 79 points a game. David, you know what Michigan averages?
In the 80s somewhere?
82 yeah. points a game. This ain't your father's Big Ten basketball where they just go up and down his first team to 50. No. On top of that, both Purdue and Michigan will shoot 50% from the field. So, And from the three-point line, Mike, because I know you like that, Purdue 38%, Michigan 36%.
No. I know. Don't put that evil on me. I'm just telling you what it takes to win. It's. Not, I wish it were old school. Can we get a post up?
Just saying. Yes, you can, because Michigan has Vlad Goldin, who could end up being the Big Ten Player of the Year. He is that good. When the ball goes down low, he's an automatic two. He's the reason why their field goal percentage is so high, because this dude is money. As you like to say, punchable face, yes, but really good player. That game's on Peacock. Also, simultaneously, you know what? Pull up your laptop, watch that game on TV, on ESPN. You got Kentucky and Tennessee. Battle of the SEC. Kentucky averaging 87 points a game. Tennessee averaging 75 points a game. But Tennessee is favored in this game. You're looking at number 3 versus number 14, I believe. This is a game where they're going up and down the court. So even if you think the Big Ten is slow, the SEC basketball, guys, it's about the closest that you're going to see to the NBA is SEC hoops this year. I mean, I watched the Kentucky-Alabama game earlier this year, and I think they finished with a total of like 212 points combined. So, yeah, up and down the court they go. And at 9 o'clock, you got Michigan State hosting Indiana. Tom Izzo can become the Big Ten all-time winningest coach. Michigan State averaging 80 points a game. Indiana averaging 76 points a game. Three-point percentage, we're not going to talk about that. But field goal percentage, 47 for Michigan State, 46 for Indiana. And you got Alabama going to Texas tonight at 9 p.m. Alabama, number 2 team in the nation. But, Mike, they're only favored by 4.5 points in this game. Alabama, either they're shooting threes or they're dunking the ball, as you like to say in the pre-show meeting. That's pretty much the best team I've seen in the nation. I know Auburn's number one, but to me, Alabama is the number one team. You get a chance to look at a lot of top 10 teams tonight. It's rare that it happens, but at 7 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, ESPN and Peacock, that's what you need to be watching.
No.
So you let me do.
This is the topic. Are you going to dedicate some time to this? I'm not telling you what you should and shouldn't do. Rico's probably right. It is an alluring card. Here's the problem. For someone like me, they wreck the sport.
So you can't even give it a try?
Nah, I don't care.
But see, I think a lot of people are going to be the people who say, you know what, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl, but then you end up watching the Super Bowl.
No.
Just turn over and watch the game and give it a try, because football ain't coming back for a long time.
Well, guess what? I recognize something. You know, I've become just wake me when the tournament starts guy. That's really? Where I've arrived at. Yep. I used to be the guy who loved Big Monday and Super Tuesday and would dial in for the big ACC matchups and every big I don't care anymore.
Even with two SEC games coming on tonight?
Don't care. Wow. The game that I might watch will be this weekend. I'll watch Bama and Auburn because it's elite. But
number 5, Tennessee, 15,
games aren't enjoyable
Kentucky.
For me. They're not It's just a bad product for me.
No.
I hope people watch, because your sales pitch is true. Everything you're saying is right. It's just I've changed.
But, Mike, for you, that's why I would say you just need to watch ESPN tonight. Watch the Tennessee-Kentucky game, followed by Alabama-Texas.
Okay.
And I think at that point, Peacock, no, because if I had.
Well, there's another problem. There's another problem. Rico's selling me the Big Ten double dip, and instead of it being on ESPN or, you know, Big Ten Network, look, it's the Peacock again. I don't want to do that, because then I don't get to change channels. Look, you ask the people. I support what you're selling. The problem is I know now what I am. I'm tournament guy. You can't make me.
248-539-9797, people, can you give basketball, college hoops, a try? Because there are 4 good games tonight.
Can you have love in your heart? Kenny, case in point, your stupid league took a 2-week sabbatical. There is no football. There is no baseball. And let's face it,
Nobody watches the NBA. Can Kenny Cott give college hoops a chance tonight?
I'll give Love a chance. I also enjoy you acting like a 7-year-old. You can't make me. I'm not gonna do it.
That's how I feel.
No, I'll give it a shot. Why not? There's literally nothing else.
So yeah, I mean, if
that's
you
the
want,
sales pitch. That's the whole sales pitch.
And here's the beauty: put Peacock up on your laptop, put ESPN on your television set, and just sit back for 4 hours of basketball, 4 games. You'll love it. And these are top teams. And the Big Ten, yeah, first place is on the line.
Come on, people. Come on. Tell me right here, right now. Rico wants to sell you this pen. You buying? Because all I know is everything I once loved about this sport, I don't feel it no more. Big Ten isn't even the Big Ten. I used to watch every single Michigan State game. I would never miss one. Losses were agonizing. I'd overreact to all of them. Now? Whatever.
Like I said, you up in David, your boys, Michigan, favorite against Purdue. Like I said, first place on the line in this game. Michigan hasn't lost since they got blown out by Purdue.
But you know this. Michigan doesn't have basketball fans. They don't start watching until March either.
And undefeated in the Big Ten at Chrysler.
Correct.
Game
yeah.
is sold out. At Chrysler.
Yeah, you don't have to sell me on that game. I am watching that game. But the other game that I want to pay attention to is that Tennessee-Kentucky game tonight, which is also at the
same
time.
So you're in. You're with Rico. You're going to do this tonight.
I'm curious to see how good Tennessee and Kentucky
and
are.
And you know what the sad part is? 10 years ago, for certain, this, the way it would be packaged, the way it would be promoted, the way the sport was, it would have been a huge night and a great opportunity for college hoops because there is no hockey. Mm-hmm. And the NBA nobody cares about. And football's dead. But I think the problem is a ton of people are like me and they go, all right, well, yeah, no. I mean, it kills me because college football and basketball used to be my favorites.
Well, here's the thing. You got entertaining games tonight. I'm not peddling Iowa versus Rutgers.
No, but the people are saying to you, and this is where I do wonder if the people are painting a picture here that maybe I'm not a freakazoid. Maybe I'm not Walter Matthau. Maybe the actual erosion of what they've done to these sports is playing out. Because what you're saying, everything makes sense. No, I should be hyped for these games.
And I know you know this, Mike.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, sorry.
That's my fault, not yours. We're way over time. Hi there, Victor's Home Solutions. My bad, Rico. David on the ticket text, Rico has sold you truth. It's a massive night in college hoops. The problem? The sport has killed itself.
And if you're a March guy, a lot of the teams you're going to be trying to put in your brackets playing tonight going to be going far in the tournament. You get a sneak peek tonight. Going up against quality opponents.
Oh, and enjoy Big Ten basketball on Peacock. David.
Someone says, both Michigan and Michigan State basketball banished to Peacock tonight. How embarrassing that the top three teams in the Big Ten are all unwatchable because you got to go to a streaming device.
Mm. But as I said in the break, Peacock is happy because they know if you like Big Ten basketball and you want to see what's going to happen tonight, you're going to watch their service.
Someone says, great job. I love the talk of the other games, but Peacock has ruined the night because I can't change the station.
Thank you. And that's why I gave you the other games on ESPN. SEC basketball, Kenny, they just want it more. Great games on ESPN. If you don't want to do the Peacock, if you don't want to do the streaming, just dial in at ESPN at 7 o'clock and just sit back and watch two great games there.
Watching both Michigan State and Michigan tonight, and I usually do that, but the other games couldn't care less about until March.
It's all changed, man. When you don't know the players or guys aren't at the same school multiple years, football you might be able to survive because, well, football. But college basketball, the problem is if you don't have a reason to tune in, not that they're not good, not that the players aren't quality, not that the teams aren't good. When you don't know what the F you're watching, you're basically watching hockey. And that's why nobody watches that. By the way, nice job on the Four Nations face-off. One minor detail. They forgot to name the trophy. How do you have of four nations.
No, they, you know what you do?
They didn't name the trophy.
Whoever wins, you get to name the trophy.
And they have gold medals that they're going to be giving to the winner of the nameless
trophy.
Wait,
is this the Olympics?
Nope. I don't understand. This whole league, this whole thing is a Travis shamockery. I hate it. I hate all of it.
It's so pathetic.
And only Canadians care about it. That's it.
What else do they have?
That's it. That's all they have. That's true.
It's like field day at Dunder Mifflin. I mean, like, I don't understand your league.
Nameless trophy, gold medals. Sure.
Right. Threat level midnight. Like, what the hell? I can't
Michael
believe.
Michael Skarn.
I can't believe that's a major league.
It's so unserious the way they've conducted this whole thing.
And it's killing the Wings momentum.
And that's, I think, the cherry on top is.
No, Kenny, just call it hockey trophy.
Hockey.
Just like the Utah Hockey Club.
The hockey cup of just hockey.
The hockey trophy.
I hate there this. You go. This whole thing is a disaster.
Let's go to Rick in Novi, 97.1. Rick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You're spot on the college hoops for sure. Man, you hit a few topics here to address if I got a second. This Four Nations thing, Bevin knows that there's no rivalries. The dog on the NHL, there's no rivalries anymore. Like back in the day of Canada Cup and nationality and that kind of thing. So artificially, they're trying to do this with four teams. I mean, come on. Yeah, I'm a hockey guy, and I'm not even – me and my hockey guy, we're not even watching it.
No, and I'll tell you, if you wanted to make it interesting, Rick, and I'm not telling you wouldn't anger people. If you wanted me to tune in, I needed Russia in that thing. Give me a little USA-Russia.
Sure.
Now we got it. Now we're cooking.
Hey, Mike, when the Wings were struggling, right, everybody that is in the know basically is saying, you know, Stevie won all these rings with Russians on the club, and the Wings had none. They still don't have – they're all Swedes.
I did the best I could to get Mishkov here, Rick. I tried. I did the best I could.
You did.
Hey, last thing to support your point, okay? When I do watch my hockey, right, I got the hoops advertising on my hockey channel all the time. It's always hoops. It's updates. It's highlights. It's this. It's that. If there's nobody watching hockey, why do hoops have to come to it? Leave me alone.
Well, I'm – Rick, because you're in the vortex. This is the thing. They're trying to get you to it. And it's, look, for all intents and purposes, the NBA. I mean, the other night, my team was in Madison Square Garden playing the Knicks. I didn't watch the game. I tuned in for the fourth quarter. I watched about 5 minutes. I saw Jason Tatum drop 15 points. I go, okay, saw what I needed to see. Goodbye. Like, it's not compelling.
I was going to say, so, Rick, you got no interest in tonight?
Rico, no interest in tonight. I've been out to Laker, the Forum, Hoops, all that stuff, the NBA and stuff. It's gone away, the interest, man, the passion. Mike, one thing I think you're missing, too, that helps. You had Michigan and Michigan State Friday, Saturday, back-to-back in hockey. Great stuff. Both coaches, right, got the clubs in the top 15. Nightingale up at State doing a tremendous job. And what happens? They put it on Friday night, Big Ten Plus. And it's like they grab some lady out of the student section to be the play-by-play person.
Yeah, it's
– okay?
I have always said this Rico, Rick. I can't believe Big Ten Network – I mean, they are finding homeless people to call games. I don't even – I don't understand it. And look, I'm not telling you college hockey matters
on the –
But you
mean the Big Ten Plus or the Big Ten Network?
Any of it. Turn on any of it.
Because Big Ten Plus is pretty much students. Big Ten Network is former players.
The point Rick is making is you've got two of the top 10 hockey programs in the nation. They couldn't find somebody to – they couldn't put it on base cable?
Thank you. Christ. Saturday night, Ben Holden and his partner did the game down at the LCA. Great stuff on TV, man. And instead they want to hear – give. No, I want to hear the student over what Mark Messier or Chelly or somebody like that's got to say. The announcers are picking for these things, man.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, boys, thank you.
You got it, Rick. Please, thank you for the call. No, where I get bent out of shape is when it's a football game. And the last I checked, it's still the Big Ten. Who are these people? They make Tom Brady interesting. I don't know what the hell the BT. These college football games, I know there's not like an announcer tree where I can just pick up an apple and it's a good announcer. Holy hell, the quality's gone to hell in a handbasket.
Sure, they're Syracuse grads and they'll be great.
You know the problem with Syracuse? Let me give you the problem. I hate Syracuse. These people who go to the school of Newhouse, they think their bleep doesn't stink. And the problem is this. All right, this is just you and I talking.
Okay.
You remember the Slim Shady?
David, shut our mics off.
You remember the real Slim Shady music video?
Yeah.
Where there was a conveyor belt of all Slim Shadys with white t-shirts and jeans coming off the conveyor belt?
Yeah.
That's Syracuse Newhouse. Everybody who graduates from that place is an effing robot. Mm-hmm. They all sound the same, or they got a famous daddy. Doesn't I mean, sound... I'm sorry. I love the Birdman, but his kid stinks.
Oh, dude, like stinks. I said, that's pretty much stinks. Your announcers, or you get the former players who really aren't that good, but... You know, the Big Ten Network believes you want to see all your former Big Ten players now doing announcing.
Yeah, we don't.
Now, some are good. Like Robbie Hummel, really good.
You've had a crush on him for years.
I mean, he's good, man.
Okay.
You don't like him?
I don't care about him. I don't think about Robbie Hummel.
What I'm saying is he's just really good at the games. This is like, wow. You forget that he went to Purdue. He's just really good to the calls, man.
Nobody knew he went to Purdue in the first place. Only losers like me and you know. I mean, honestly.
Well, he was like all world, but he just kept getting injured. So, I know. Yeah.
All right. Uplifting.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.